This is Insight Live on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. How many people are living with invisible disabilities? Are you? I'm talking about disabilities that might limit your movements, your senses, or your activities, but unless you told someone that you were dealing with them, no one else might know. So that concept alone is something to think about. Then consider making a comedy show about those disabilities. And that's exactly what the Invisible Disabilities Comedy Team does. They're really, really good at it. They've now become a monthly act at the Punchline Comedy Club in Sacramento with a show this Sunday at 7 p.m. And so the show's producers are back in the studio with me, Alieda and Drew Kimsey. Hi, both of you.
Hello.
Glad to have you back.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. It always takes a little bit of explaining about the idea of invisible disabilities. So who drew the short straw? Who gets to bear their issues first?
Oh.
You want to go ahead?
I'll take it, yeah.
Sure.
So I live with anxiety, depression, a bladder disease, and several other issues. Drew also lives with some invisible disabilities, and we just kind of decided to make a show that broadcasts them. I mean, because we're just so used to kind of hiding in our corners and kind of just, I don't know, I guess lying to the public or, you know, hiding behind our issues. And we decided to kind of not only broadcast them to the public, but make jokes about them, but also encourage others to do the same. And it turns out like more people than we thought were kind of living in the same, I don't know, darkness that we were. And it seems to be
keeping their disabilities in the shadows. Like it's culturally, I think it's kind of a stigmatized subject to talk about in terms of like saying, oh, I have anxiety, so I can't go outside today or something like that. And once we started doing this show, people would come up to us and say, I had no idea that I would have anything in common with these performers, but I really feel like they're speaking my language. Like it's been really eye-opening to see how many people actually do have these different conditions.
And to get all of these people who think they're in this one-person club, and we're trying to get all these people together, we're trying to put them in a room together, all these people that think they're so alone in their experiences, because the reason we don't connect is because of their disabilities. So
we're not talking about it.
Right.
Let me play a clip so that everyone can understand how this becomes funny or what becomes funny about it. In case that's a leap for you, listen now to Jesse Rivera.
Yeah, I was trying to lose weight because, you know, one of the things that sucks about being this big, there's a lot of things, okay, that suck about being this big. But like, one of the things that sucks about being this big is, like, no one ever takes me seriously if I say I'm starving.
I should have set that up by saying that Jesse's a big guy.
Right.
So that one's not quite so hidden.
Sure. But there's components of Jesse's experience that he discusses that people don't really think about.
Like, and that's the point.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's giving a chance to give a voice to things that people don't really feel comfortable talking about.
I was thinking about your show in the context that people could pick up the bidder's paddle when you go to an auction, and you could walk in picking up the paddle that says, I have this, I have that, I have whatever, because you get such a joined in feeling when people start talking about what they share. Anxiety,
absolutely,
for example.
Right. And what we're asking from our performers is something very vulnerable. And a lot of times people, the audience members, look at them as very confident and very comfortable doing this. But a lot of times our performers, this is their first time talking about this stuff on stage. And it actually is a very vulnerable thing. But when you do it, I don't know, I guess with, you do it with a kind of confident appearance, it just kind of comes across as they're comfortable doing it. But a lot of times, a lot of the performers are kind of shaking in their boots.
Right.
We have a lot of backouts, too, sometimes at our shows. A lot of people, because of their anxiety, they drop out last minute. And we always try and outreach to them afterward and let them know that they can have as many chances as they need to come and do this. Like, they've never, like, you'll never burn a bridge with us. Like, we try and accommodate their comfort as much as possible. We always welcome them back.
This is it's so interesting because I love the conversations where people do talk about their issues and talk about how they're trying to navigate internally with challenges in life. The interesting part is rolling the comedy in here and saying it really becomes funny and relaxed. So let me play another clip. This is David Coleman.
I have ADD or ADHD if I'm feeling frisky. And I feel like not enough people understand that disorder. Like, it's literally, it was first diagnosed a century ago. And I still have people saying, oh, my kid also can't pay attention. They don't like sitting still either. Like, it was first diagnosed a century ago, and that doctor named it deficient moral conduct. And then 30 years later, another doctor said, that's not accurate. And they renamed it to minor brain injury. So one benefit of having ADD is at least there's no stigma.
There's some education that goes along with the comedy, isn't there?
Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day in terms of our comedians being able to make comedy out of it. Like, the issues that we deal with respectively, they affect us every day. And it's something that we don't get a chance to talk about every day. Like, everybody who has ever been on our show has a wealth of material, and we all feel like we only barely scratch the surface when it comes to discussing our experiences, because we have so much to talk about. We don't go a day without thinking about it. And it's just a really enlivening experience to have a stage where we can talk about that.
And I think a lot of the thing that makes it funny, that makes this topic funny, is relatability and truth. Mm-hmm. It's not a show that punches people down. We don't punch ourselves down. It's almost like we're the normal person in the world, like the world is unusual. And it kind of gives us a chance to voice our frustration with the world rather than the world frustration winning against us, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah. This isn't a pity laugh show. This is an empowering laugh show.
Yeah.
That is Drew Kimsey and Ali Ada. The show is happening at the Punchline Sunday night at 7 o'clock. The headliner is Molly Magee. Let's listen to a little of Molly's humor.
I don't want anybody here to feel criticized or singled out. With that being said, if you're a fitness person, I don't like you. And I don't trust any damn word you have to say. Fitness people say something like, if you want to lose weight, you gotta eat clean. How am I supposed to know which taco trucks are clean and which aren't? Explain yourself. They say things like, you know, you really should only be eating to survive. No, ladies and gentlemen, no, we should not, because as the human race, the only species on the planet that has figured out a way to wield the powers of fire and electricity, we should not be eating to survive. We should be adapting to survive the stuff we really want to eat. Like, just be better than quinoa. You want veggies, that's fine, but deep fry that. You're a human being. You deserve better. I do know I need to lose weight, though, because, like, I told my therapist I'm bulimic, and he looked at me like, hey, you've got time.
So that's Molly Magee. By the way, congratulations. You're now a regular show at the Punchline.
Thank you.
We're really thrilled about it. But like, we literally outgrew our previous venue. And at the point where we had to start turning people away, we thought we need a bigger place so we can see how far this show can go. So we're really excited to see where it goes.
And the number of comedians wanting to do this kind of work, how much is that growing?
We have a wait list.
Yeah.
I mean, we're booked solid for the next 3 months, and
wow.
I have at least 30 people on the wait list.
Comedians coming from Southern California, from the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Like, it's drawing a lot of attention. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, and to comment on the outgrowing our previous venue, another reason we wanted to get a kind of a bigger place is because when you cram too many people in one place, a lot of our audience members have anxiety, and they come for the anxiety comedy, and they end up getting anxiety at our shows. And so we thought having a bigger venue, giving everyone more individual space, because we've had people leave because they have anxiety, and we want to accommodate those people, which is also why we created our podcast for the people whose invisible disabilities prevent them from coming to our show. We wanted to bring our show to them in the comfort of their own home.
And the podcast is called?
Talk Worry to Me.
I love that.
Yeah. Inspired by anxiety.
Right.
Oh, good. Well, congratulations. Are you two both still performing, or have you gotten so busy producing?
Funnily enough, I have yet to perform on any of our showcases. I can only bring myself to perform at our open mics, and I've done a different set each time I've done it.
Okay.
The preparation aspect of it, it's a little too hard for me, but if you show up at our open mics, which are second Wednesdays at Luna's, you might get to see one of the producers doing a one-off set, a comedy set.
And I do a set at every showcase, and my set is about both Drew and I. And both Drew and I wrote it together. And right. So that's kind of our way of performing.
Well, I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I love when you visit us.
Thank you.
Continued success
Thank
to both
you for
of
having
you,
us.
Drew Kimsey and Ali Ada. We'll post a link to the Punchline and more information, Invisible Disabilities, Sunday at the Punchline at 7 p.m. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. We're back with another live show tomorrow.